Shalom, brethren. Today is Sunday, the 17th of April, 2022. And it's on the Hebrew calendar. It's Nisan or Aviv 16. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all ye creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all ye creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. This is a Passover and fast fruits teaching, not Good Friday and Easter teaching. Hallelujah. We are not celebrating Good Friday and Easter because they are pagan and therefore unholy festivals unto Yahweh. They are abomination. Hallelujah. Remember what I said in the first audio, brethren. Whatever the world celebrates and honors has nothing to do with Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ. Whatever the world celebrates has nothing to do with the Creator. If the world accepts it and puts it on their calendar and says to everybody, okay, feel free to celebrate. We are celebrating the death of Jesus Christ. We're celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They are lying to you. Brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, Yahweh is opening up many secrets in these end times. Yahweh is God the Father, for those who don't know. And His other name, many people call Him Yahweh. Others call Him Yahuwah. But His original name is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Many people are being exposed to the truth that Yahweh is releasing to us in these end times. Some are accepting it, whereas others are rejecting it. It's up to everybody. We are all going to stand before the judgment throne of Yahweh individually and explain to Him if at all you can speak, because He appears as a consuming fire, so it's very, very hard for you to even say a word when He's asking you questions. He is always right. He has the final say. He is the Creator. So we human beings may act like we have so much power here over on earth and we can do whatever we like, but reality will set in eventually and we will be reminded. Some of us know, but there will be people who have to be reminded that at the end of the day, they are just mere human beings and a clay that can be, clay that can be handled whichever way the Creator pleases. So if the world celebrates it, it means it has nothing to do with the Creator. Hallelujah. The Bible says in John 15 from verse 18, if the world hates you, ye know that it hated me, Yahushua HaMashiach, before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. Hallelujah. But all these things will they do unto you, for my name's sake, Yahushua, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth my Father also. Hallelujah. So verse 18 is our main verse today. It says, if the world hates you, ye know that that it hated me, Yahushua HaMashiach, before it hated you. So brethren, the world cannot be celebrating the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach today. Never. They are celebrating something else completely. They are celebrating the fertility and the sex goddess who is known as Ishtar and also has various other names in each culture. She's known as Ashtaroth in the Hebrew Bible, sometimes referred to as Astarte. She is also known as Semiramis. I think that's among the Canaanites. She's known as, even the Egyptians have a name for her. She's known as Diana. I think that's the Greek circles and the Roman circles. She's known as Isis. She's known as the, you know, she's the fake queen of heaven, basically, that is mentioned in Jeremiah chapter 7. She is a demon, basically. She has many other names which I can't remember all right now, but she is the one being honored today. Today is the day that was set apart by the devil to honor that goddess. And therefore today, Sunday, what that is referred to as Easter Sunday, is an abomination unto Yahweh. But if you are observing the Hebrew calendar, then you are not celebrating any abomination before Yahweh. Because today is the 16th day, the first day of the Omer count. The counting of the Omer as per Leviticus 23:15-20. So today is the day of waving the offering. The wave offering, we get an Omer of barley. And we wave it unto Yahweh as a form of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Amen. So, brethren in Yahushua, if the world hates, if you are of the world would love his own. But because you are not of the world, and Yahushua HaMashiach has chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. So Easter can never be a celebration of Jesus Christ's death and resurrection because it is of the world. Something else to take note of is that let us all remember who the people of Israel handed Yahushua HaMashiach, or Jesus Christ, to be crucified. It was the Romans. They did all that in blindness in order to fulfill the scriptures. So we are not to blame them, because it happened to Joseph in Genesis 37. Therefore, and that was prophetically pointing to what would happen to Yahushua HaMashiach in the future. So Yahushua HaMashiach was given up to the Romans to be killed in those days. And revelation has come forth now that the Romans are Esau. Hallelujah. I always ask the question, why of all the holy biblical scriptures would Yahweh choose the book of Romans to talk about predestination? Chapter 8 and 9 emphasize predestination so much. And in chapter 9 verse 13, that is where we see the scripture that talks about Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. Yahweh is trying to pass a message here. There is a remnant of Yahweh in Rome and the Vatican, because each country must have an element of light of Yahushua HaMashiach, or else it will completely perish. So there is a remnant of Yahushua HaMashiach in Rome and the Vatican. However, on the whole, Rome and the Vatican are Esau, and Yahweh hates Esau, which means Yahweh hates Rome and the Vatican. But that does not include the people who are living holy before Yahweh in those two nations. You see, Rome and the Vatican may be separate in terms of the map of the world, but they are one. And according to Yahweh, that whole section plus much more was the Roman Empire. I think it was the whole of Europe and part of Asia. But Rome lost a lot of territories, and now they are restricted to Italy and the Vatican. Now, but they've somehow managed to regain their territories by creating the European Union. If you check very well, you will realize that history lets us know that the whole of Europe was observing Roman Catholicism in the past, until some started to break away, beginning with England. Nevertheless, though, even though they broke away from the Roman Catholic Church, they still observed the customs of the Roman Catholic Church. And this is what Yahweh is trying to pull us out of. He says, my people, come out of Babylon so that you do not suffer with her in her plagues. Revelation 18:4. So Rome and the Vatican are Esau, they are one. And Yahweh says clearly in Malachi chapter 1 verse 5 and Romans 9:13 that he so have I hated. So whatever Esau has created, Yahweh hates it. Believe it or not, brethren, that includes Christianity. I don't really care anymore. Let people say what they want to say. Let them abuse. Let them, say mean words. It's up to them. They will answer to Yahweh on Judgment Day. This is what the Holy Bible is revealing prophetically. That Esau's role is to challenge Israel throughout this time of this evil world. And part of their, one way for them to challenge Israel is to create things that do not follow the Torah. So Esau created Christianity so that there can be a diversion away from the Torah of the Most High God. The Torah is the most prized possession of Yahweh. And he waited a very long time, very eagerly, to reveal it to his specially chosen people, Israel, and then hand it over to them. Now, on the day of the revealing of the Torah was revealed and offered to each and every person on this earth, both Israel and Gentiles. However, the Gentiles rejected it, rejected her, because Torah is a she, and only Israel accepted the Torah. Esau desires to own whatever Israel owns, but at the same time, Esau is not ready to live holy before the Creator. Esau just wants to pollute whatever Yahweh has created as holy. So even if they are given the Torah, all they will do is mess it up. All they will do is change the laws within the Torah so as to suit themselves. Esau hates everything to do with Yahweh. Remember, they were born with a serpent tattoo on their body. Esau was born with a serpent tattoo on his body, signifying that he is a serpent seed. Esau just wants to acquire the Holy Land and turn it to an idolatrous land. So, brethren in Yahushua, this same Esau crucified Yahushua HaMashiach on Passover. It is revealed in the lost books of the Bible that the devil prepared everything that was going to be used to crucify Yahushua HaMashiach and fashioned Esau, so Rome, to do a very good job at using those things. Yahushua was so humiliated by Esau to the extent that he was stripped of his clothes. His body was exposed to the whole world. His nakedness was exposed, and yet he is the great high priest. Yahweh says, in the book of Leviticus, he expresses how much he hates nakedness. In the book of Exodus and Leviticus and various other scriptures, he hates nakedness. Adam and Eve may have been created, and yes, the Bible says they were naked and knew it not, but the truth of the matter is they were not naked per se. They had the glory of Yahweh covering them. That is why when they sinned against Yahweh, they finally recognized their nakedness. They became naked suddenly because the glory of Yahweh that had been covering them was stripped away from them. It was stripped away. The Shekinah glory left their bodies. So they felt a sense of nakedness within and without. And that's why they were hiding from Yahweh. Anybody that is in hellfire would be hiding from Yahweh because they are naked. The teaching on this is coming soon. The issue of sin and nakedness, they go together. That's why Yahushua was stripped of his clothes as a symbol that he had taken on our sins. Rome humiliated Yahushua so much. So much. And they did it with great joy. They did it with, a sense of great satisfaction. So how can they be happy to celebrate the death and the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach on a yearly basis? They mock the death and the resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach every year, throughout the year. These days that they created, that they set up on the calendar of the Most High God to replace the holy days set apart by the Most High God, Passover and first fruits, they created, the devil created Good Friday and Easter, and use them to replace Passover and first fruits. Those days, Good Friday and Easter, are a mockery of the death and resurrection of Yahushua HaMashiach. They are busy doing various evil sacrifices and mocking the death of Yahushua HaMashiach and the resurrection too. And they do the same thing at Christmas time. That is why the Christmas tree was set up within the faith, within the Christmas, symbols. Christmas, the death of Yahushua, they are mocking Yahushua. They hate Yahushua HaMashiach. They hate everything that Yahushua HaMashiach represents. Yahushua is the word of Yahweh. He is the light of the world. Yahushua HaMashiach represents holiness and righteousness. The serpent seed, Rome and the Vatican, who are also known as Esau, hate all this. They hate holiness. They hate righteousness. They hate the Torah. They hate the word of Yahweh. So, brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, wake up from your slumber. Wake up out of the lies of the devil. Come out of Babylon. Come out of the lies of the devil so that you don't perish with the devil. It's time to come out of Babylon and separate ourselves from the world. It's time to come out of the paganism promoted by Christianity. I personally do not classify myself anymore as a Christian because Christianity has cut out the Hebrew roots of the faith in Yahushua HaMashiach. Christianity does not honor the Hebrew roots of our faith in Yahushua HaMashiach. Christianity hates the Torah. That's why the manner in which the Bible has been translated, many Christians claim and will do everything possible to look for scriptures in the New Testament, claiming that when Yahushua HaMashiach died on the cross, he nailed the Torah to the cross, and because of that, the Torah or the law was done away with. They'll do everything possible to make you feel like you are doing something wrong for observing the law of the Most High God. They will even quote Colossians 2, 16 to 17 and Galatians 3, 13. A great misunderstanding there. See, when Yahushua died, he bore the curse that is pronounced within the Torah. Note that the Torah is cursed. Deuteronomy 21:8 does not say that the Torah is cursed, or Galatians 3:18. Rather, it talks about a curse pronounced within the Torah for over anyone that is hung on a tree. I need to bring this audio to an end. I may continue in another audio, but I also wish to highlight that in order to bring the message home very well for the whole world that Easter is a pagan holiday, Yahweh is going to start the 3 days of darkness on an Easter day. Beware of this, brethren. Remain blessed. Shalom. And Hag Sameach.